waste of time. The what we call happy half hour in Serpentine Temple, where we can do some lovely meditation to let go of the whole world and find some peace inside your hearts. So, to please close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, be aware of your body and relax your body. This is not stressing out your body more by sitting in an uncomfortable position. It's learning how to sit in a position where your body is at ease, comfortable, at peace. This is mindfulness together with compassion. Buddhism is always supposed to be a very kind and compassionate path. So please practice a Buddhist attitude to your own body. Be kind, be compassionate to it. And when you're kind and compassionate to your body, you can be able to sit as still as that statue behind me. That statue came about 20 years ago. It hasn't moved at all. That's what happens when you're compassionate and kind. Everything relaxes. So don't worry if people come in, because apparently there's a jam on the freeway. So a lot of people will come in late today. The jam was all the people trying to get here. So ask yourself in your body, what part of your body can you feel the easiest? What is the most prominent feeling, the strongest sensation in your body? That's usually the one which is going to ache or cause pain later on. So focus on that feeling, give it kindness, and see if you can notice it relax, ease off, the tightness loosen, the knot expand. Irritation soften. That's a sign that kindness is doing its job to relax and bring a sense of ease and peace to your body. when the body is relaxed, you should be able to feel the delightful feeling of a comfortable body. Just sitting still for a while allows it to rest. And all the ache and the pain, the tiredness, should begin to evaporate, leaving behind a relaxed and peaceful, open body. This is what happens when you let go with kindfulness. Kindfulness, a combination of kindness and mindfulness. You feel relaxed. If you can just even develop this degree of relaxation, you won't have so much trouble falling asleep at night. Always able to relax and make the body peaceful. When the body's relaxed, the next thing we do is to relax our mental world. So a relaxed body gives you the freedom to focus on the world of your mind with all its past and future and worries and fantasies and thoughts. Now just think a relaxed mind, a mind that is still. That is our goal. To create a still mind, every time you do something, you're just disturbing it more. So see if you can observe your mental world. That's called mindfulness. And realize just being kind is all you need to get the mind to be a little bit more still. Just be aware and be kind to whatever you're aware of in this moment. just to focus a little bit in this present moment. All the past is long gone. As for the future, now is the time your future is being made. So if you care about your future, just focus in this present moment and be kind, non-judgmental, non-critical to anything you hear or feel or know in this moment. Just be with this moment rather than trying to get somewhere else. Just be here. Mind like a lake. All the thoughts on the surface are just like waves or ripples. Imagine your mind like a lake and see what's necessary for those waves
and ripples to disappear completely into your mind like a lake, perfectly still. close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How much peace is inside of you? What does that peace feel like? When the body's relaxed, it's delightful. When the mind is relaxed, it's exceedingly delightful. At peace, not wanting anything, not going anywhere. A human being, not a human going. Just enjoy however much peace you have for the next minute or so. Gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please be aware of every sound from the gong, and when the last ringing vanishes, come out from your meditation. Very good. So now's the time to get comfortable.